Hey there, overthinkers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling that mental mess we call anxiety. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train barreling towards doom? You know that feeling when you're stuck in a loop of negative thoughts, replaying every little misstep like it's the Super Bowl of failure? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not alone. Stress and anxiety are running rampant these days, leaving us feeling frayed at the edges, exhausted, and frankly, a little bit broken. But here's the good news. There's a powerful antidote to all this mental mayhem, self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, oh great, another buzzword, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a close friend going through a tough time. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you harness the power of self-compassion to quiet your mind and reclaim your inner peace. Firstly, recognize that suffering is a part of life. We're all human, which means we're all going to face challenges, setbacks, and moments of pure, unadulterated suckitude. It's not about avoiding pain, it's about learning to sit with it without judgment, acknowledging its presence without letting it consume you. Think of it like this. When your friend is down, do you tell them to toughen up? Nope. You offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even a slice of their favorite cake. Treat yourself the same way. Secondly, let go of that inner critic. We all have that voice in our heads that's constantly judging, criticizing, and reminding us of every perceived flaw. But guess what? That voice is often wrong. It thrives on negativity and fear, keeping you stuck in a cycle of self-doubt. Instead of feeding that beast, try redirecting your attention to your strengths and accomplishments. You've got this. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness isn't about achieving some zen-like state of bliss. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. It's like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter and creating space for calm. Fourthly, cultivate self-care rituals that nourish your soul. We often put ourselves last on the priority list, neglecting our own needs in favor of everyone else's. But you can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or catching up with loved ones. Finally, remember that you're not alone on this journey. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist if you need support. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating, and knowing that others understand what you're going through can make all the difference. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-achieving lawyer who's constantly striving for perfection. She juggles work, family, and social commitments with relentless intensity, but deep down, she feels overwhelmed and exhausted. Every little mistake sends her spiraling into self-criticism, leaving her feeling inadequate and stressed. Sarah's story is familiar, isn't it? We've all been there, caught in that cycle of striving, judging, and failing to live up to our own, often unrealistic, expectations. But what if Sarah started treating herself with the same kindness and understanding she would offer a friend in her shoes? What if she learned to acknowledge her struggles without judgment, celebrating her wins big and small? What if she prioritized self-care rituals that nourished her mind, body, and soul? Think about it, wouldn't Sarah feel lighter, more resilient, and more capable of facing the challenges ahead? That's the power of self-compassion. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself with love and acceptance, even when things get tough. So, my fellow overthinkers, let's commit to embracing self-compassion as our superpower. Let's learn to quiet that inner critic, celebrate our wins, acknowledge our struggles, and treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend. Remember, you are worthy of love, support, and compassion, starting with yourself. Ready to unleash your inner peace warrior? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion and join the conversation on social media using hashtag OverthinkingCure. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to help you navigate the chaos of modern life. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep those overthinking demons at bay.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.